USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The first call in over a year between high-ranking military officials from the U.S. and China took place this morning. The conversation involved Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and his Chinese counterpart, although specific details about the discussion have not been disclosed. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are scheduled to travel to Mexico in response to an increase in migrants crossing the southern border. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, to meet with President Lopez Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
The administration is under intense scrutiny from both sides of the aisle due to a record number of migrant encounters. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, an attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. In documents submitted Thursday, Giuliani said he has liabilities ranging between $100 and $500 million. The head of Colorado state GOP says Colorado Republicans will ignore any results of the state's GOP primary if former President Trump isn't on the ballot.
Then we're going to say, okay, fine. We're going to ignore whatever results you cook up because we don't think it's fair as long as Donald Trump's off that ballot. So we will just elect delegates however we want through the caucus at the state assembly on the 6th.
Colorado Republican Party Chair David Williams speaking with KUSA-TV in Denver. Today's anticipated to be the year's most hectic day for air travel, with the FAA noting that it is likely to surpass the activity of the same day last year. Airlines for America, a trade group, projects that nearly 40 million travelers will take to the skies during this year's holiday season. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Israel is revealing what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, the network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts for top Hamas leaders. However, Israel has not confirmed reports about the initiation of seawater pumping into the tunnels. Toyota Motor Company said that it is recalling 1 million vehicles over an airbag defect that could cause them not to deploy. The recall covers a range of Toyota and Lexus vehicles with model years from 2020 to 2022. The vehicles being recalled reportedly have sensors that were manufactured improperly. Dealers will inspect the sensors and replace them if necessary at no cost to the owners. It will be a wet Christmas out west. There's a major rainstorm sweeping across the southwestern U.S. this week, beginning with heavy rain in Southern California. Here's Ryan Daniels with more.
Forecasters believe the storm system could bring weeks' worth of rainfall in just the next few days before Christmas. Major travel issues, flooding, and debris flows are all concerns. The rainfall along the Southern California coast may even rival the rainfall amounts from Hillary back in August.
Los Angeles and Santa Barbara getting hit today. Tonight, an area from San Diego to Palm Springs will get drenched into Friday morning. New Mexico and Arizona, along with other parts of the Southwest, will see heavy rains both Friday and Saturday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.